I know, it's been far too long. The last time I said anything on here, it was Happy New Year. Wow, it's been a quarter of the year already. You know what, we bless God. But yes, welcome to the Pensive Podcast, everybody. If this is your first time coming across this podcast, you are most definitely welcome. And if you are returning, I love you and I really appreciate you and God bless you, because it has been a rather long hiatus. 3 months of nothing. I'm joking. But yeah, 3 months of no episodes or no updates and no nothing. And I really thank, I really appreciate those that have been asking and bearing with me. Yeah, I'm not sorry. I don't really know how to put it. I didn't know how to put it any other way. I'm not sorry that I haven't been away for 3 months. But I will explain why. Time is short. Let's just start there. Time is incredibly short. And it's also expensive, because once you spent that time, you can never get it back. And I'm really learning day by day to maximize the hours I'm given, and just be as productive as I can be. I haven't necessarily got it on lock yet, because I really have a YouTube video waiting for me to watch for absolutely no reason at all after I finish recording this. But yeah, I've really, really just deeped how important it is for me to make the most of the time that I have, especially knowing that I'm a university student in my final year of a science degree. Like, this thing's not a joke. It's not a joke, you know, those formulas will not work out themselves. And I'm really, that's a kind of a cliche thing to say, but those mechanisms will not learn themselves. I really just need to put my energy and my time. I had to redistribute, long story short. So there were certain things that I just had to reclaim my time on and redistribute my energy and time into other things. So my studies have been one of them. My health has been another thing. And yeah, just working on my relationship with God personally, which is also why I haven't been putting out as much content. It is because, yeah, you know, the barrel was a bit dry. You know, it was a bit low. The anointing to, you know, speak was just, you know, was running low. And me being completely transparent, it would be very unfair of me to just come out with content and, you know, I'm an empty barrel, because, you know, empty barrels make the most noise. So I'm not gonna do that. So I just kind of stepped back for God to just refill me. That's the main thing. He's just been trying to refill me with new words and just new lessons. And I think it was really important for me to do that, because it's not because, oh yeah, people are asking now that I should put out an episode. Although I feel like, yeah, now is the time for me to put out another episode, especially because someone asked me and I'm surprised. Like, right, you listen. Yeah, shout out to you, because you actually you know who you are. You reminded me on Sunday, and then I didn't put it out the next day, so I'm sorry. But it's very important. I forgot what I was saying, but it's been really important for me to sit back and allow God to fill me again, and he's, you know, gradually doing that. And I think we often neglect how important it is to just take a season of silence just for God to refresh us and just replenish and you know, revamp everything that he needs to revamp within us. And that's what it's been for me, essentially. He's been revamping me, just kind of changing my outlook, renewing my mind according to Romans 12, you know. So yeah, that's just, I guess, part and parcel of where I've been. I've just been focusing on my studies, because I'm almost at the end of this degree. So pray for me, y'all. Pray for me that, you know, the good work the Lord has started, he will bring to completion concerning my degree, in the name of Jesus. I'm almost there, and I just need to really put my head down and, you know, keep it stepping. So, you know, that kind of gives you a heads up, because now it's, you know, hitting the thick of it. Dissertations are due, the assignments are due, exams are coming up. I'm really hitting the thick of it. So y'all need to bear with me. I know it's been 3 months. In that 3 months, I could have put out more content, but, you know, as the Spirit leads, I'm not going to put out content again because y'all want it, just because you want it. You know, I don't serve you, but I do serve you, but I serve you as the Lord leads me to serve you on this platform. So I want to make sure that I give you the best of me. That's really what matters, me giving you the best. And if I wasn't at my best, that would be a disservice to you for me to be putting out average content that's not going to help you, or help you in terms of your walk, or applying what I've learned in my life to your life. It would make no sense for me to write from a place of meh, so that you can be receiving meh content. That would be a disservice to you. But I just really wanted to kind of fill you in on where I've been the last few months. Yeah, this chemistry degree, Lord help me. But now, after telling you where I've been, I just really want to encourage everyone to just really make sure that every area of their life, not just their studies, not just their ministry and how they serve God in or outside of his house, not just those two things, not just your career, but every area of your life, it needs to please God and needs to serve God in the way that it should. And I say serve God, it doesn't directly have to, or it doesn't have to outrightly say, oh, this is God's work. But you looking after your health, for example, that's something I've had to focus on. In that, you serve him because he has given you charge over this body. This body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, it pleases him that you look after it. And, you know, going to the gym, eating better, you know, getting that protein, getting them gains, taking walks, all of that stuff matters in terms of you pleasing God. Maintaining good friendships and relationships, being a good person, representing Christ in whatever spheres of influence you find yourself in, that matters to God, because you are to represent him. And, you know, being of a good conduct and good character, that is Christ-like. That's another thing as well, me being a good friend, trying to be there, that I've been working on that. So really and truly, this was just for me to recap where I've been. I'm just trying to please God with my life, you know, give him, he's deserving of more, he deserves my best, and that's what I've been trying to do as he's been calling me to a deeper fellowship with him in the last 3 months, for me to give him my best. Yes, I can speak English, hallelujah. And I just hope this encourages you guys to do the same as well. If you need to step back from certain things, please do so. Do not feel bad because certain people are demanding, that unless it is obviously you have a boss or something, but you know, take it to the Lord in prayer and let him order your steps, because really and truly it's been a very, very big lesson for me, for him to order my steps and just move when he tells me to move. And he will grant me favor and direction in that obedience. Please do the same as well. If you need to take a step back from other stuff, make sure that you have your circle, your inner circle, your people that you can turn to for not just general advice, but spiritual advice and encouragement. Keep those people around, because you're going to need them. You're going to need them in that time when you're retreating from certain things, or you're, you know, reevaluating life, or, you know, yeah, you're going to need them. But yes, that's where I've been. Y'all, hope this was a sufficient explanation. I'm most likely not going to put any music in the back of this, and if I do, I hope you enjoy it, because this was just supposed to be a short and sweet thing, you get me? But yeah, keep your eyes peeled. I do have content that you guys are going to love. You're going to love it. By the grace of God, you're going to love it anyway. Just to encourage you, just to mix it up a little bit. You know, this isn't the usual podcast. I'm going to have more guests. Planning to do maybe a bit more music on the thing, because I know y'all like music. Yeah, I like music too. So I might as well share that side of me as well. Share the science side of me without giving too much detail as well. But yes, guys, keep your eyes peeled. And you can also keep your eyes peeled on the Pensive Podcast Twitter. Yes, the Pensive Podcast Twitter. Yes, the Pensive. Yeah, sorry. Finally got a Twitter separate for the Pensive Podcast, because I like to take retreats from Twitter, and it wouldn't have been fair had I put out more content, you wouldn't have been able to see it. So check out the Pensive Podcast Twitter, which is at the Pensive Pod. Follow that, like, retweet, all of that good stuff. I would love to have you guys follow me on there, because that's where most of the Pensive Podcast material and things, they will be shared on that platform. Obviously I retweet from my personal account, but the Pensive Pod, if you want everything Pensive Podcast, go to the Twitter at the Pensive Pod, capital TPP or something like that. But yeah, you should be able to find it if you search it anyway, at the Pensive Pod, no underscores, no nothing, hallelujah. Yes, guys, thank you so much once again. If you have been waiting for the last 3 months, welcome to the family. If this is your first time, yes, stay tuned. You're really going to enjoy what the Lord has in store for this podcast. Yes, I'm trying to think of a new way to sign out. I don't know. Read your Bible, pray every day. Yeah, stay blessed, guys. I love you all. Holy Spirit, go with them. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, y'all.